Tim Geiser, GP of Latvia. Pushing all the results to one side, it's just great to see you here and okay, because that second motor crash was gnarly.
Yeah, I'm really happy, really thankful that actually for the moment, you know, I was on the X-ray, everything was okay, nothing is broken, so I think that's the most important thing. Now we have like 1 week off, so like 14 days until the next race, so, you know, I hope I can get myself together and be there.
So nothing's broken, it's just a case of you're beaten, battered and just sore?
Yeah, just that. So, yeah, really happy about that.
Is there one thing specifically that's hurting?
All the left side. So, everything on the left side.
Did the crash in the first motor have anything to do with that? Obviously, you look to be in tons of pain with that. So, has that contributed to this at all?
Yeah, you know, like, first race was like, I have a good start, and then Butrón was behind me, and he just leave the bike and, you know, leave the clutch in the corner and just clean me out, you know. I think, I don't know if this was on purpose or not, but was dangerous, you know, for myself and for him as well, for the other guys as well. So, you know, I was in a lot of pain after that crash. But yeah, I was glad that I continue riding, you know, and still take some important points in first moto, so you know, anyway, that's how it is, that's motocross, you know, bad races also can happen.
Are you bothered at all about losing the red plate, or is that not really an issue at this point in the season? Obviously getting yourself ready for Tuchentol's a priority.
For the moment I'm glad that I'm okay, that's the main point, and you know, the season is still really long, we have still like 12 races to go, so anything can still happen. For sure I'm a little bit disappointed to lose the red plate, but that's how it is, so we can't change that.
And finally, what did you think of the track this weekend? Obviously it caught a lot of guys out in a second moto. Maybe it was a bit harder underneath than before, or what did you kind of think of it?
The track was really bumpy, was really damaged. They didn't work a lot during the races like they usually do. But that's how it is, you know, it was the same for everyone, so, you know, I risked a little bit too much and then I went over the handlebar and, you know, didn't finish the moto, so lose a lot of points. But, you know, that's how it is, and like I mentioned, hopefully I can ride in Tuchentol, I will be back, and that's it, I hope so.
So the way you feel right now, it is questionable whether you could ride? Like, if, say, the race was next weekend, would you be sat here thinking there's no chance at all?
I think we will see, you know, we have like 14 days, so I go back tomorrow, back home, and we will make some further searches on my body, some further X-rays and everything, so, you know, tomorrow we will know, you know, how it is, if it's really just, you know, just the pain that is nothing broken. So I hope so, and you know, for sure, if I will be able to sit on the bike, I will ride in Tuchentol.